He's 25 years old. I've got a guy, a manager to hop on and say, we've got so much coming that he's going to be a placeholder. I'll guarantee you by next year, first of all, he's better than Zaitsev already. He is going to pass by everybody. He made Riley better. He made Branstrom better. It is just a head scratcher. And hey, if he doesn't want to sign, that's fine. But pretending that this is a good deal for the Ottawa Senators, it's a terrible contract.
I see Artem Zub as a guy who's played 40-plus games in the NHL and been very, very good.
Yeah,
no doubt
about
that. What this gets me is this gets me 2 years of Artem Zub at a very digestible contract. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of walking guys to free agency. I think he's a top four defenseman on this team for sure. But I also don't think that he's going to put up numbers that are going to take him into a stratosphere that if they want to keep him, they're not going to be able to afford to. That's my point.
Yeah,
2 years
well, then they would have paid now. And as I said, you would have
sat down.
But
again, you don't know what he wants to do, Simmer.
Absolutely, I don't, JR. But to then spin
so you
it.
Can't, but you can't say 100% it's a terrible deal.
Well, of course
when
I
you
can.
Don't, when
of
you,
course,
well,
because you, no, you, no, 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 I can say it's a terrible deal in the rationale that you're using that all of a sudden cheaper players are going to come in of the unknown. I know this guy's a good player, so that's fine. If you can't extend his contract, don't extend it. But don't tell me that you've got so much talent coming and these guys are going to slide in at cheaper contracts.
That part I agree with.
Okay,
that's
all.
Part
that's all.
I don't like.
And-